In a way, I think he surrendered. Not surrendered to them in a sense, given in, but surrendered by not trying to hide from them. Part of the whole vision, I think, of his enlightenment was to realise who he really was. To realise that he wasn't this limited view he had of himself, Siddhartha Gautama, this historical figure, or in my case, Junipriya, or whoever you are, you know. We all think we are our egos. It's interesting we use the term ego. But it's not like I am my ego. I mean, my ego's me. There isn't anything else, sort of thing. That is how we experience ourselves most of the time. And I think part of the Buddha's vision was that he realised that wasn't who he was, or who any of us are, deep down. When you penetrate experience, when you can penetrate the heart of experience, you realise that your ego consciousness is not the final terms of your being. I think for the Buddha, part of that, he realised there's no such thing as wrong experiences for him, yeah? I mean, he had whatever he had. And I think he saw the sort of that the past and the future were constructs of the mind. So he was able to be in the present. He could be in the present because he wasn't trying to push any experience away. And he wasn't sort of lost or intoxicated with pleasant experience, and he wasn't shunning unpleasant experience, so to speak. And that, I think, though, is in the light of realising who he really was. And that put his experience in perspective. And so he was able to manifest equanimity regarding of the circumstances of his life. I think the nub of this in the scene, just the scene, etc., is all there is right now. All we've got is right now. So, normality, yeah, is hardly ever living in the present. I mean, even when we have noble ambitions, yeah, we're not living in the present. I mean, to have ambition seems a very natural phenomena. It's part of our human makeup. We all have ambitions. Some of us want to be rich or powerful or famous. Some may want to be very knowledgeable and get degrees. Some just want a little niche for themselves where they can look out of the window and see the same scenery every day. And some want to find the perfect partner, and so on and on and on. And even if we reject any or all of these and say we want to live a full-time spiritual life, you know, we still have ambitions. We have ambition to become an excellent meditator, to be perfectly peaceful, or to see the results of this or that lifestyle. There's always something to hope for. There's even to gain enlightenment. We've put it all in the future, never in the present. Instead of being attentive to what is now, we're hoping for something better to come. Maybe tomorrow. And then when tomorrow comes, it has to be the next day again, because it still wasn't perfect enough. If we were to change our thinking habits and rather become attentive to what is, attentive to the present moment, we would find something that really would satisfy us. Yeah? But when we're looking at that which doesn't yet exist as more perfect, more wonderful, more satisfying, then we can't find anything at all, because we're looking for something that isn't there. I'm reminded of a picture I saw as a child in a book. I don't know if this ever really happened, but it's basically a donkey cart and a man going along in a donkey cart, but he's holding it like a kind of fishing rod, and on the end is a sort of carrot. Yeah. So he's got this, he's going along like that. But the trouble is, of course, the carrot's always in front of the poor old donkey. Wherever he goes, if he moves forward, the carrot's always... He's never going to get the poor old carrot. It's always in front and never reached. Yeah. And that's often how a lot of our hopes for a satisfaction in the future are like that. I mean, obviously it's a worthwhile ambition to develop insight. But if we keep on looking at it as some future time, it's going to escape us. I remember some years ago on TV there was a programme with a presenter called Angus Deaton, some of you may have heard of, may have seen, and it was a shame really, because it was a lovely opportunity that was thrown away. It was a programme, he was going all over the world, I think, trying to find happiness. And I think the last programme, he went, and I think it was probably even the last few minutes of the last programme, he actually went and found a Sri Lankan Buddhist monk who was living as a hermit. And, you know, all this sort of like the TV men and cameramen and microphones and that trekked up this hill sort of thing to get to the monk, and, you know, and Angus Deaton is sort of playing to the camera and everything, and, oh, we're about to find the meaning of life, you know, and all that. And I'm going to find it. And he goes and talks, has a word with this monk. And it's quite interesting. And it's another one of those lovely dialogues. He says to the monk, I want happiness. Can you tell me where I can get happiness? And it's great. I mean, the monk gives him an answer, which he can't deal with. It's the wrong answer for him. But unfortunately, it's the right answer. And I think it's an amazing answer. And what he said was, Angus Deaton again, can you tell me, I want happiness, can you tell me where I can find it? And the monk said, wanting happiness, seeking happiness, craving happiness. That's the problem. There's nothing else which I can tell you. And poor old Angus Deaton, it was the wrong answer, and he just said, oh, thanks very much, good afternoon. I don't know, I mean, certainly didn't seem to work on TV, but maybe it changed his life, I don't know. I actually suspect not. But that is the answer. If we're always looking for something in the future, it's always going to elude us. If we only think of the goal in the future, it's not going to come about. Yeah? Because we're not using all our energy and strength to recognise each moment. It's only in the recognition of each moment where we find insight. We talk so much about the path, but we mustn't take it too literally. The paradox is that the path, the journey, the way, to use all these spatial metaphors, is to fully enter the present. We could say that the journey's destination is to arrive in the now. And this recognition of each moment is seeing things as they really are. If this moment isn't enough, then there isn't enough. I think the Buddha realized this too. I think if we can really realize this, really realize that future fulfillment isn't possible, then one can give it up, one can give up the hankering after it,